The Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament, Alhaji Rachid Belpou, says the change in government in France will lead to a significant change in French policy towards Africa. This is because the new president, François Hollande, believes in spending more to stimulate investment, and this he describes as good news for Africa. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Belpou explains factors that led to President Sarkozy's fall.
Well, his fall for Europe is a big blow to those who are advocating austerity for Europe. At the moment, you know that the big issue and the big debate in Europe is austerity versus big spending. The majority of the leaders have taken austerity to cut down on spending to ensure that Europe regains its feet, you know, and responds Europe's own response to the compact. So the problem Europe is going to face is that Sarkozy is against using austerity. He is coming from the socialist tradition, and he says that he wants to ensure that Europe spends more, takes care of the poor, lifts up the image of Europe by ensuring that you cut down on poverty and all that. Sarkozy is the 11th leader who has fallen in Europe as a result of the practice of austerity measures for Europe. For Africa, it's going to ensure that more spending is going to be done inwardly and maybe outwardly to cater for the people of the world who they perceive to be poor and seeking support from Europe. So they think that in response to the banking crisis Europe is facing, you have to spend more and stimulate investment and ensure that, you know, Europe extracts itself from the difficult crisis facing. It's represented by François Hollande.
So do you foresee a dramatic change in French policy towards Africa?
Very, very dramatic change. He says that this new thinking is that François Hollande, representing this new thinking, is that we have to ensure that we spend more in Europe, that we take care of the poor, we contain immigrants and let them live comfortably. And that's most of the African immigrants and, you know, the other countries which are poor coming over to France to seek a fourth entry. So for Africa, it's good news for those who want to travel out there and who want to seek support from the French government to ensure that they live comfortable lives, because that policy is to ensure that the immigrants are taken care of, and also because they will have to do it to ensure that the French identity is maintained. And I believe very strongly that with this perspective, Africa will be getting more support from France.
Mr. Rachid Belpou, briefly, who is soon to be President François Hollande? How much is known about him in terms of ideological learnings?
Well, this is a man who has learned lessons all along, and he was the junior minister in the Mitterrand administration and was never a full minister. And until now, he had no chance of contesting and winning the position of a flag bearer for his country, because the disgraced World Bank president was the forerunner. For the first time, he has won clear victory. He is a person shaped by his thinking and his ideology, and I believe that a new look is going to be given to Europe because he is being hailed by the socialists across Europe.
Alhaji Rachid Belpou is the Deputy Majority Leader in Parliament and an international relations expert.